And the world is made of energy. And the world is electricity. And the world is made of energy. And there's a lot inside of you. And there's a lot inside of me.
Hello, and welcome to Magical Tea Time again with Dr. Rebecca Wiley. The subject for today is once again on twin flames. However, this is how to manifest a twin flame in your life. I can't tell you how many sessions I have with clients on this exact subject. And it's actually very easy and very fun to do this. So we are internal mirrors of our external world. That is 100% something that I am certain of. What we are experiencing on the inside, internally, directly reflects our external world. Because our internal world is the projector for our external world. So think of the field of the heart as the projector, and the film is your programs, your blocks, your fears, any belief that you have about yourself, your feelings about yourself, that's the film. And whatever film you put in that projector displays the movie or the world that you are perceiving on the outside. This is no different in a twin flame relationship. The twin flame relationship, manifesting it, is the exact same process as manifesting wealth and abundance in your life, complete 100% physical health. It's being in a space of complete balance, empowerment, unconditional love. So essentially, in order to create the perfect life for you across the board, not just with twin flames, but that's what the subject is for today, you need to balance the divine masculine with the divine feminine inside of yourself. When you balance your divine masculine with your divine feminine, and they are polarized, the two sides of you, those two snakes become one. So your divine masculine and your divine feminine is balanced. You're in coherence with yourself. Your kundalini has been activated. Your two snakes have become one. Your kundalini is activated. And you are ready to manifest some amazing things in your life right now, including a twin flame. Okay, so you have balanced those two snakes within you, your divine masculine and divine feminine. Your twin flame essence, that is the essence, the other half of who you are, which is going to be embodied in either a masculine or a feminine body, is going to do the same thing. So let's say you're female and you've done this. You have balanced your two snakes and now you are embodying the divine feminine because you are a female. You're of the female energy. Your divine masculine, which is your twin flame, is doing the same thing. He has to balance his two snakes. He has to balance his divine masculine with his divine feminine and allow that to become one snake, activate his kundalini in order for him to come to you. Okay, so if he's done that and you've done that, you are the embodiment of the divine feminine. He's the embodiment of the divine masculine. He has his snake, you have your snake, so your two snakes have become one. And now, when you two come together, your snake and his snake, when you make love, or even before you make love, they also unite and become one snake. So that's why you see these pictures of the divine feminine and the divine masculine intertwined with each other. Your snake and his snake, this is a metaphor or an analogy, come together and become one. I have personally experienced this. This is a magnificent experience. It's when you have this experience with somebody, there is no question that the two of you are together. It's not about whether you call him boyfriend or he calls you girlfriend. I mean, it just is that way. He is home to you and you are home to him. So that's where we essentially are striving to be, you know, and like I had said in one of my other podcasts, I haven't really done a session with anybody who has not desired true love. They may come on the session and say, you know, this is, I'm doing this in reference to business. All I really care about is business. I'm not interested in relationships. Normally speaking, that is because they've got some trauma around relationships. They think it's too hard. They're just exhausted. They don't want to deal with it. But underneath all of that, they have a desire to be truly in love. Okay, so now let's talk about the divine feminine versus the divine masculine. I think one of the pitfalls of society is a false definition of the masculine versus the feminine. Some of the divine masculine traits are logic, reasoning, action, the ability to be firm, survival, such as protection and safety, loyalty, being adventurous, being rational, being strong, and being protective. Those are just some of the masculine traits. Now let's talk about the divine feminine traits. We are dealing with intuition, nurturing, creativity, flexibility, healing, being gentle, being wise, emotional, and expressive. Those are just some of the divine feminine traits. So you need to have a complete balance of the divine feminine and the divine masculine within yourself to be able to manifest. Someone that is too much in their masculine may have experienced a time in their life where they weren't protected, they didn't feel safe. So I'll take typical examples. Oftentimes I'll get clients who are females and they are too much in their masculine. They're too much in worrying about the safety of everybody else, whether everybody else is going to be protective. They're not in a position where they can trust their environment. This makes them get too much in their masculine energy. So oftentimes, they'll attract, if you're too much in your masculine energy, you're going to attract a man who's too much in his feminine energy. A man who is, you often hear women say, they don't really do anything. They're not going out and taking action. They're procrastinators. I'm not saying that that's a feminine quality to be a procrastinator, but what I am saying is that a person who is a doer and action-oriented does have that masculine ability about them. So a woman that's too much in her masculine will attract a man that's too much in their feminine, and vice versa. So in a healthy relationship, both the man and the woman, or both partners, need to be able to get in their masculine and in their feminine equally. So I'll give you a 3D typical example. If you have a healthy home, and let's say you're married and you have kids and you both have careers, you know, there's that ability to, okay, I can nurture, I can get out and work for the family, I can be creative, I can think outside the box. Both couples are able to do this equally. Their family runs very smoothly. They step in where needed. That's the ability to cross the masculine and feminine roles and to be both in their divine masculine and their divine feminine. The divine feminine, if you think about this, that divine feminine is the ability to play and to be creative and to nurture your inner child and to be flexible and to be really centered within yourself while feeling protected and safe and like there's loyalty around you. And the ability to take your creativity and create with it, to have action with it. So the ability to, let's say, think of an artist, the ability to be artistic, yet market your art, to be able to do something with it. That's a good balance of the divine feminine and the divine masculine. So whenever you take the time to work through your issues, your programs, your vows, oaths, commitments, and contracts that are preventing you from being equally in your divine feminine versus your divine masculine, when you take that time to balance that within yourself, you will create the space for true love, for a true twin flame in your life. You will create the space for true prosperity and abundance and true health. I believe the divine masculine and the divine feminine balance, which remember activates the Kundalini, when the Kundalini is activated, there's a clearing of all of the energy blocks and the ultimate connection to Creator or Source. You know, the first divine masculine that should be accepted in anyone's life is that Creator or Source energy. That's the energy of I can be vulnerable, which does not mean weak. Vulnerability is the space of allowing something to happen with open, expanded consciousness. You know, that surrendering, that space where you allow Creator or Source or that ultimate divine masculine energy into your life is that ultimate space of manifesting whatever you want. But whenever you are in that space, you really can create anything in your life. Think about it. Think about someone you know that's truly in love. They're truly in love with each other. They're both in their divine masculine, in their divine feminine. If you think about a relationship like that, there's not too much chaos around it. And I don't mean the relationship. I mean, you know, naturally speaking, organically speaking, their lives seem to be good. There's a good balance with work. There's good balance with career, oftentimes with their children, with their health, with their wellness. If something does come up, they handle it in a very, very healthy way. So if someone is able to create this balance within themselves as an individual consciousness, they attract their twin flame. And when the twin flames are together, they worked collectively to create empires around them. The twin flame relationships are what is bringing the collective consciousness to a place of complete healing. I have many, many examples of this type of work that I've done within my sessions, but I'm going to give you one example. There was a woman who came for a session, very amazing, beautiful woman inside and out, very successful attorney, two children, you know, divorced a few years ago, and she finds herself in love with this amazing man. She seems to have her life together, career-wise, health-wise. However, when it comes to this man, she finds herself getting out of control. You know, often texting him things like, "You didn't call me since last Friday. I can't believe you did this. Don't ever talk to me again." Texting him over and over again, sometimes drinking a little bit too much and calling him and not even really remembering what she was saying to him or what she had said to him while she was drinking. You know, and then she feels guilty about it. This is the one aspect of her life that she's feeling out of control with. So she comes to me, you know, for energy work. And oftentimes, more so than not, people are looking on ways, how do I deal with him? Look what he's doing to me. That will never work. The miracles occur when you work on yourself internally. So we went right into, okay, where is this abandonment and rejection coming from? This abandonment and rejection that you are living this program from, that he doesn't really like me, doesn't want anything to do with me, I'm not worthy and deserving, if I let someone close to me, they're just going to end up hurting me, all of these programs that she had been running since a child. These programs, which once again make her feel unsafe and unprotected, make her, and that's a masculine trait, make her too much in her masculine. So she's ready to attack. I'm not going to get hurt. I'm not going to get abandoned. I'm not going to get rejected. So what I said to her is, you and I need to work on the abandonment and the rejection. Let's get into a space where you can relax. You can be your feminine self. You can be creative. You can meet your inner child. You can play and be flexible while feeling protected and safe. So we did some work around this, and it wasn't a long time. It was probably one session. Did a meditation, got her into that space where she needed to be, where she was letting go of those fears of being rejected and abandoned and opening up and being vulnerable to actually him coming close. So she totally changed the vibe she was projecting. And that vibe she was projecting was, get close, but not too close. I know you're going to hurt me. You know, so it's the law of attraction. He'll come and sleep with me, but then he'll leave me. it's like a self-fulfilling prophecy. So when she got in that divine feminine and she really projected the I am worthy and deserving, I deserve unconditional love, I unconditionally love myself, guess what? All of a sudden, he comes to visit her in her town. They have an amazing time together. You know, actually tells her he loves her. And then, you know, it goes from there. I'm not saying it was perfect from there, but what I am saying is as soon as she reprogrammed herself internally, her mirror then changed and he changed in reflection to that mirror. And then you just keep going from there. So if something is happening in your relationship that you don't like, or in your relationships that you don't like, you absolutely are projecting this internally. There is something going on within you that is projecting this reality outside of you. This is the exact same reason sometimes, like the example I just gave, you know, he was a pretty good guy. Like he was not a false twin flame. He was not a guy that was out to hurt her. I mean, I could tell that. So as soon as she made some adjustments, he felt her energy. He came closer. He felt it was safe too. That's not always the case. A lot of times we attract our false twin flames based on these exact programs of being unworthy, fear of abandonment, fear of rejection, fear of attaching. So we're attracting the false twin flame. And that's someone that's going to terrorize us enough to get us out of this. But we don't want that dynamic either. So, you know, it's something that you need to work on within yourself. You always need to remember that. So honestly, what I suggest, if you want to attract your twin flame, there are a lot of twin flame meditations, very powerful ones, which I will do in future podcasts. However, the first and foremost thing you need to do is work on that mirror inside of you. And what I suggest is sit down, look at yourself in the mirror. Actually look at yourself. There's not many people that can give themselves eye contact. Look at yourself, and I want to hear how beautiful you think you are, how worthy and deserving you think you are, how you unconditionally love yourself, how you think you're this amazing human being who deserves to be treated with 100% respect. When you're looking in the mirror, I want you to notice if anything is coming up about yourself that could potentially be a block. If you hear thoughts like, whoa, I'm not that smart, I'm stupid, you know, I'm not that worthy and deserving, I don't really know if I can get someone, I'm not that pretty. These are all things that you are screaming to the universe, and you're screaming to a potential person that's going to be attracted to you. And that's going to fit together like a jigsaw puzzle. So you need to absolutely work on that. And remember, these programs are subconscious programs. They are programs that exist from your childhood, even within your genetics or in your auric field from even different lifehoods. So, you know, just notice them as they come up and know you need to work on them. So that's my first suggestion to you, is sit in front of a mirror, take a deep breath, look at yourself and see what you're getting. So keep listening to my podcast. Some of the things to look forward to are a series called Awakening to Infinite Consciousness, where it is about activating the Kundalini, balancing the divine feminine with the divine masculine, and becoming holographic. Because when you get into that space and you become your own hologram, that means what you're projecting on the inside is instantaneously projected into your external world, but you have enough control over it where it's amazing, successful manifestations. This is going to be what our goal is in the series of Becoming Holographic, Awakening to Infinite Consciousness. So that should be coming up. And that's about working through all of our blocks, fears, and programs. Also, I'm going to be doing separate podcasts on calling to the divine feminine and calling to the divine masculine. So there'll be two separate podcasts, one on a meditation to awaken the divine feminine and another meditation on awakening the divine masculine. So I hope you can join me for those. And I want you to know, as you listen to these podcasts, I am holding space for you to have magic in every single moment of your day.